بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نفيس ده شعار وبعارف بالله حضرت أقدس حضرت معنا شاحكي محمد أخطر ساب نور الله مرقده. The title is جوار محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نرهته هم
زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد
صلی اللہ علیہ
جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستوں مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم مدینہ میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینہ کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم شفاعت محمد کی دین و نصیب دعارت دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد هجرم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم پس ساکنہ مدینہ مجھے نہ بھول گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم اے خدا میرے قلب جاہیہ مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم خطر میرے قلب چاہی مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد. Friends and elders, these are the ash'ar of our beloved Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora Hazrat Shah Maulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, which is really the love that he had for Sunnat, for the way of Sunnat, for anything linked to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is our object of life. One dua that we always should recite, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we have learned here to add on to that, وَرَضِيْتُ بِالْقُرْآنِ إِمَامًا وَحَكَمًا, that we are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Lord, as our deity, as our God, as our ma'bud. We are happy with the deen of Islam, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ ni'mati, that today we have perfected for you your deen and we have completed it for you, and this is the deen, this is the way of life that we are happy with for you. And we are happy with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Nabi, as our Rasul, as our guide. And further, we are happy with the Quran Sharif, with the Mushaf, with the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imama wa hakama, as our guide and our everything. In every matter of ours, it will be our guide, it will be our judge. According to it, we will lead our life. So these are ashar of a real lover, and a person who does not even know the meaning of the word love, a person like myself, then what can I translate this besides a literal meaning? For knowing a few words of Urdu, having stayed in an environment where we picked up a little bit of Urdu, just a few words we can translate literally. Really, I am bereft of the quality of love. And these are the ash'ar which are so deep. It is like the ocean where a person just gives up everything and expects nothing in return. When a person loves, if somebody is beloved to you, you will do everything to please that person. And you won't expect anything in return. When we will fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as our Dada Shaykh has taught us, then to stay away from guna, there won't be an effort. Mazedar, it will become pleasurable. Why? In that is the pleasure of my beloved. So here are the ash'ar of deep love, immense connection with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anything connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi has entitled it, Jawari Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rehte hain, we stay in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zameen par Madina ke rehte hain hum, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. We may be staying here on the earth, we may be in this world, which is a temporary abode, The permanent abode is the akhirat, the world of the akhirat, the life of the akhirat. We are here. And the angels, they are perpetual, they are forever. They live in the heavens. What environment it is. But because we are connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything that is connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our cardinal aspect of our belief, that everything, that the sand which is touching the Mubarak jasad, the Mubarak body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, far more superior in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than even the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of its connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much does even the sand that is touching the Mubarak body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so lofty. Then we, who are just mortals, when we will link ourselves to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what will be our value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yuhibbibkum Allah. You will become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To claim to love anybody else, that is very, very easy. But to claim to be beloved to somebody, then a piece of person needs qualities. And yet the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants is that you link yourself to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we may be living in this temporary world on the earth, in the vicinity of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we have a special place in amongst even the dwellers of the heavens. Falak par magar naaz karte hain, we have a special rank in even amongst the people, even amongst the dwellers of the heavens, because we are connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf jawar-e Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mein rehte hain. Don't ask what is our virtue. Don't ask what is our rank. Our rank is that we are connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are staying in the vicinity of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us a deen. We are trying to follow it. We are human beings. We err. We make mistakes. One time Sayyidina Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Sahaba Ikram. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam was with him. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala passed by. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam asked Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of astonishment, surprised, said that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, you live in the heavens. How do you know my sahabi, who is a person who is living here in Medina Sharif? Says, no, he has a rank. He is more famous amongst the dwellers of the heavens than what he is here on earth. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the reason. He said, because of his humility. Because of his humility, that he does not think about himself anything. He feels the lowest of all, and because of his love for the Surah Ikhlas, because of this, his constant recitation of Surah Ikhlas, he enjoys a special rank that he is more famous among the dwellers of the heavens than what he is among the people around him right here. So we may be here in this world, but when we will link our ourselves to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with a special virtue and a special rank and a special merit. کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. That this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us to this vicinity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us to Medina Sharif, the dwellers of Medina Sharif. Otherwise, who are we? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must open up our reality, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes off this beautiful skin which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, then what are we carrying? Two bags of filth. That even our spouses will not want to be next to us. We won't be able to even come to the masjid to stand in the safia to offer salah. What ourselves, where will we be holding our noses from the stench which emanates from us? When we go to our relief ourselves, then we can think that the nice biryani that was there, then the nice that food that was there, what have I transformed it into? What have I made it into? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must open up my fault, then everybody is saying, Mufti sahab, Mufti sahab, Mufti sahab. But if Allah must open up my fault, then nobody will want to even spit in my direction. That is what I am. I am absolutely nothing. My start, a dirty fluid. And my end, that I will be a decomposed body. When open up the old graves and see that natare kafan raha, that in nothing remains. Not even a fabric of the kafan. But not even a portion of the body. No bones, no flesh. Absolutely nothing. So that was the start and this is the end. What matters is our link with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That how we will fare in this field, and upon it, through the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala link us with the pious, with the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala in majma'in, under the flag of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with his neighborhood day in Jannah as well. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Madinah ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. That my connection with Madinah Sharif, my connection with the dweller, with the Malik, with the king of Madinah Sharif, Sayyidina Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my connection with him, following in his footsteps, following in his lifestyle, trying to bring his sunnah into my life, this is my value. Really, this is what will make me an insan. That what have we come into this world for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so clearly in Quran Sharif, يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُوا وَلَهُ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ. That take heed and listen and ponder that this life of this world. One time, Allah blessed us that in an inheritance matter, they called us, and after everything was sorted out, the person was a wealthy person, yet one of the daughters said that, Mulana, is this what we live for? Is this what it is? Is this what it has come to? Just a few coppers, give this to that one and give this to that one, and that is the end of it. What is going to help us when a person passes on? Then only three things will come to avail. His actions will come to an end. That which he did, sawab jariya, he taught somebody some knowledge, he planted the tree, etc. Things that people will benefit from, he will reap that benefit when he is in the qabr. Otherwise, everything will come to an end. So what value has a person got? All the mansions and all the big empires that we are trying to build, all this is going to come to naught. It's going to come to zero. It's going to come to an end. If we have any connection, what is going to be our value? Even there, three questions that will be posed, Munkar and Nakir. One of them, what do you have to say about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And if we followed in his footsteps, as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that parrot that learns everything to make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to say bismillah, it imitates the doorbell, it can make a sound like the telephone ringing. You get visitors and you tell the parrot that Prophet sing and read, and the Prophet will do everything. But the day that the life of the parrot is in danger, when it comes into the claws of the cat, then it will forget everything. Then its natural sound is going to come out. And that's what it's going to make, and it's going to scream at the top of its voice. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, save us. If a person did not tread this path and did not make an effort and did not try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will answer and say, the exam paper is out, but he will say, La adri, ha ha, la adri, I do not know, ha, I do not know. I just did what everybody else did. Everybody was going for sports, I also went. Everybody was doing this, speaking about politics, I also spoke about politics. Everybody was trying to build a big empire, I also tried to do that. Everybody was leading a life, and I also tried to follow. So if you have any value in this world, and in the qabr, and in the akhirah, it is only because of our connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, what is it? We didn't even know what it is to be a human being. We didn't know what were the rights of others. We didn't know what were the rights of parents, of children, of neighbors, of how to do business, how to conduct ourselves in our domestic life, in our public life, everything we learned from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our value in any way and in every way is only because of our connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi writes, that Medina mein marna muqaddar mein ho, Khuda se ye bhi dua karte hai hum. The dua of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was buried alongside Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Allah, Allahumma rizqna shahadatun fi sabilik. Oh Allah, bless us with martyrdom in your path, and make it that we die, we achieve this martyrdom in the nagri, in the basti, in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the dua that we all make, but we have to make an effort for it. I always think of one person from Actonville that a few years ago when he left for Hajj, then I requested him, I said, please make dua for my father. That time my father had just passed on. So he said, Mawlana, definitely I will make dua for him, a close friend of mine. He said that my father was his close friend. He said, Mawlana, I will definitely make dua for him. When he went to Madinah Sharif on Yawmul Khamis in Maghrib Salah, with Jamaat in Madinah Sharif, in Sajda he passed away. And if you had to look at him, he was an ordinary person. But what effort did he make? He had the key of the masjid. He used to go there from Asr time, and right till just a little before Isha, then he would go home for supper, then come back for Isha Salah, after that remain engaged in tilawat, in zikr, whatever the case may be, go home, rest a little, and then he used to come 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock to the masjid and spend his time right up till Ishraq. then he used to go home, and then he used to come have his breakfast and rest, whatever the case may be, and long before Zohar, he was an ordinary person that people looked down upon, this person, he's like this, and he's like that, and he's like that. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had in store for him, he made effort for it. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. A person will not get except that which he makes an effort for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very, very clearly, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. That person who makes akhirat his object, he wants the farming ground of the akhirat, then he will increase his empire for him, he will increase his property for him, his desire, we will increase it. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. And whoever wants the tillage and the plowing ground of this world, we will give him a portion of it. Whatever we have this time, whatever we have written, that is what he will get. So we make this dua that Allah give us martyrdom, give us maut there, but we have to make an effort for it as well. We have to link ourselves to the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are in the time of social media, and really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, but nevertheless people send posts there. Somebody sent a beautiful message. He said that your dressing is Western, your car is this, your way of life is like that, everything far from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you want more in Medina Sharif. So we can only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and plead. Otherwise we are very, very far from it. It is only the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah blesses us with it. Further, Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi writes, he says, Ye nalai qawb par hai rab ka karam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki nagri mein rehte hain. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us unworthy souls. That we deserve absolutely nothing. That me and in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we fight when it comes to the green carpets, when it comes to the Hajarul Aswad, we want to be there, we want to be everywhere in front. But come back home, one alim giving a bayan said a very, very beautiful thing. Said if you come out of Jummah Salah, and then you touch your friend's shoulder, you're both walking out at the same time, you say, brother, are you going to come back for Jummah Salah next week? He's going to get angry. He's going to say, well, how can you ask a question like that? Jummah will definitely be here. And ask the same person that Asr Salah, are you going to be here? And then see the expression. The whole month of Ramadan, we were there, we were making tilawat, we were trying everything. Everything was centered about around our Ramadan. That I'm working, I will take leave early so that I can reach home for iftar, I can make it for the tarawih, everything. And the 30th night came, the day of Eid came, Fajr it was full. Eid Salah it was full, and then Dhuhr Salah, we know what was the condition. So we should make an effort, and then we make dua, and we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that very kareem, very, very, very compassionate being who will answer our prayers. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, we are unworthy. We've got absolutely nothing to show, but out of your karam, out of your fadl, out of your compassion, out of your kindness, out of your generosity, your mercy, Allah bless it to us, that we die in the nagri, in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Shafaat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki bhi ho naseeb, dua raat din ye bhi karte hain. That Allah bless us with the intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, in the du'as of wudu, really the du'as of wudu, one du'a, Allahumma rzuqna shurbatan haniyatan mubarakatan min yadi nabiyyin al-mukarram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min hawdihi yawm al-qiyamah la nadma'u ba'dahu abada. Oh Allah, bless us with just, even if it's just one gulp of water from the mubarak hands of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his pond on that day of Qiyamah, that will never ever feel thirsty after that. Now we can only ask for it. This is the dua when we are washing our mouth. It's not sunnat, but talk to us of our pious elders. And we should try, if we cannot say it in Arabic, then we say it in English, all these duas. And we'll see that all the duas are centered around the akhirah. We make dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adab nar, goodness in this world, my business must flourish. I must have barakat in my rozi. That's all that I think of. But there are so many things that Hazrat Allah has taught us regarding this, that hasanatun fi dunya, pious offspring, a pious spouse, a righteous way of life, all these things come into hasanatun fi dunya, and then hasanatun fil akhirah, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be saved from the fire of Jahannam, all this. So amongst all the bounties of the akhirah also, the shafa'at, intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it to us. Then further Hazrat Allah says, Madinah mein har saal o hazri, Khuda se faryad karte hain hum. And we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, as unworthy as we are, is nalayq, the word that Hazrat Wala rahmatullah has used. We are totally useless. We are bereft of any virtue or merit. But out of your fadl and out of your karam, out of your compassion, make it that you take us to Medina Sharif, to Makkah Sharif every year, that we can present ourselves there. We can read the talbiyah. We can go to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. And we can recite the du'as. Oh Allah, you make it possible for us. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah writes, but اے ساکنان مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم, that oh the dwellers of Medina Sharif, we are asking from you, we are begging from you, that do not ever forget us in your du'as. That's also as Hazrat Wala has taught us, that when anybody going, then at least say this, that pass on the salam to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even while you are there, you came out of the masjid, out of the Haram Sharif, somebody is going in, tell him pass on the salam to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Wala taught us, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, he used to dwell in Medina Sharif, when his murids used to write to him, and if they didn't write to pass the salam to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi became angry and became displeased. And really, this is what we will get in the company of the Ahlullah. Otherwise, we'll read kitab, and we'll read and we'll gain knowledge and everything, but love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a connection with deen, ruh and life in our ibadat will come at the feet of the Ahlullah, those who have already got it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible that we present ourselves, not that we be there, we present our, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take us. It's not our effort, it's not our money, it's not our wealth, and it's not our time. It is those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those chosen ones that he takes us there every year. And in the last stanza of the poem, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, اے اختر میرے قلب جاہیں وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں. Using Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi's name, he's addressing himself, but for everybody, that my heart and my soul is there. And that also Hazrat Wala teaches us here, that many years we come to the masjid, my condition, that the moment I start my salah, and now I'm thinking about this, and now I'm thinking about that, that bodily I'm here, but I'm somewhere else. So Hazrat Wala rahmatullah is saying that, oh, I may be in Karachi, I may be somewhere else, but my heart and my soul, that is in Medina Sharif. قلب جائے وہاں, my heart, my soul, everything is there. مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم, I may be bodily very very far. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like that. That we may be here, but our heart be connected to Medina Sharif, to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That anything and everything we see should only remind us of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless it to me first of all, thereafter to everybody else.
We have mashallah Maulana from Sudan here. And he studied in Pakistan for 10 years, and mashallah, he speaks Urdu very fluently also. And he's also the Khalifa of our Sheikh's Khalifa by Zakaria Mahbub. He's his Khalifa also, and mashallah, he's also started work of Khan Khalain in Sudan. So he'll give us a few words, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله. ويقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, جددوا إيمانكم. قالوا كيف نجدد إيماننا يا رسول الله؟ قال أكثروا من قول لا إله إلا الله. وجاء في رواية أخرى يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله. سأل موسى ربه عليه السلام, يا ربي خصني بذكر أذكرك. فقال الله له, قل لا إله إلا الله. فقال موسى, يا رب كل عبادك يقولون خصني بذكر خاص. فقال يا موسى, قل لا إله إلا الله. ثالث مرة, يا الله أرزقني كش مجھے خص خاص ذكر دے دے. تو اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا, اے موسى یہ کلمہ پڑھ, لا إله إلا الله. فقال يا موسى, لو أن السماوات السبع والأراضين السبع وما فيهن في كفة ميزان وهذه الكلمة الطيبة لا إله إلا الله في كفة ميزان لرجحت بهن لا إله إلا الله. تو إن شاء الله میں ابھی کچھ قصیدہ آپ کو سناؤں جو ہمارے خانقاہ سودان میں ہم پڑھتے ہیں ان شاء اللہ. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله. بها يثبت الإيمان بها يصلح الأعمال كرر أيها الإنسان. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله. لقد جاء في الأصول عن النبي الرسول أن خير ما نقول لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله. لقد جاء في الأخبار عن النبي المختار أن فضل الأذكار لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله. لقد جاء في الأثر عن النبي الأبر أن المنجي من سقر لا إله إلا الله هي مصباح الصدور هي مصباح الصدور هي نور على نور كلمة ربك الغفور لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We'll read from the kitab where Muridin asked Hazrat various questions and the reply Hazrat gave. The question that is asked here is one that perhaps plagues and worries us also, or there are people who ask us about it also. Then we also have to be able to give those answers to others who ask us. And very sadly, this is becoming a bit more common also these days. So, let us listen properly for our own sake first, and then if we can help somebody else also. And this question ye Dora Hadith ki ek talib ilm ka khat, the letter of a student who is in Dora Hadith in the final year, he is writing. Main bahut pareshan hu, kisi se baat karne ko ji nahi chahta. I am very very perplexed, worried. I don't feel like speaking to anyone. Dil par bahut bojh mehsoos hota hai, and I find a heavy weight on my heart, khususan nek kaam ke waqt. Especially when to do something good, then I find it very hard. There is a very heavy weight on my heart. Balki ab to ye hal hai. In fact, now I'm in this condition ke amal karne se pareshani barhti hai. That to do amal, my anxiety, my worries increase. Aur amal mein susti karne se kam hoti hai. And when I don't do amal, then that anxiety becomes less. Which is a very opposite thing what it should be. When we do amal, we should feel happy, we should feel good we are doing amal. And if for any reason, perchance, we miss out some amal, we should feel sad about it, etc. But he's saying his condition is the opposite. The answer Hazrat writes to him, معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ آپ بغیر مشورہ مختلف وظائف کر رہے ہیں. حضرت سید it appears that without مشورہ you are doing different وظیفات. Like we also come across a lot of وظیفات. We hear from this person this, that person that, we read this, so we think it is beneficial. So we should first make مشورہ. That is very important, just not start it on our own. جو ذکر تجویز کر دیا گیا اس سے زیادہ ہرگز نہ کرے. And the amount of ذکر which has been prescribed for you, don't make more than that ذکر at all. ورنہ خشکی سے اوہام پیدا ہونے لگتے ہیں. Otherwise, due to what is called dryness in the mind, then a person gets a lot of doubts now. When a person engages himself a lot in ibadat, and he does a lot of ibadat, and he hasn't got the capacity to do it, that tiredness we feel, makes the isk, referred to like that, that khushki. A person gets khushki, dryness in the mind. So that is, when that dryness comes, then shaitan attacks a person, and he brings all types of thoughts to that person. جس میں آپ کو ابتلا شروع ہو گیا ہے. And this has started with you already. All this that you don't feel like doing good deeds. If you do good deeds, you find it very hard. You're not enjoying it, etc. This condition has already set in with you. It's the initial stages already. ہوشیار ہو جائے. And as it says, I'm warning you, become alert and don't get engaged in too much all other zikrs, etc. And that is without making mashura with your sheikh. Fil hal, faraz, wajib, sunnat-e-mu'akkada, ada kare. Presently, only do your faraz, what are faraz, your wajib and your sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Don't do more than that. Other wazifas, etc. Hazrat says at the moment, only do that. Amal nafila multavi kare. And all nafal ibadah, zikr, etc. For the moment, cancel it. Dusre mashura tak. Until I give you again mashura, and you write to me again, till then, don't engage in any other zikr. Only your faraz, your wajib, your sunnat-e muakkada. Further he writes then, مجھ پر ایک کیفیت طاری ہوئی ہے. Our condition has overtaken me کہ العیاذ باللہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا کوئی وجود نہیں. That Allah does not exist, نعوذ باللہ. Hey, this year, شیطان brings all these type of thoughts also to a person. پیغمبر کا کوئی وجود نہیں. There is nothing like the انبیاء علیہ السلام, like رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Suni sunai baate. These are just talks which people are hearing and talking. He says that he feels that there is no reality in this. Jisse dil mein aata tha ke tu kafir hoga. And because of which now it has come in my heart that you are a disbeliever. You are a kafir, you are a disbeliever. Jisse mujhe dukh hota tha. And because of that I felt very hurt that if this is my condition, then I'm in a very, very terrible condition. Aur ek ghosha mein baith kar rota tha. So I should go and sit in one corner and just cry all the time. Aur ye parishani ab bhi hai. And I've got that worry even now. So this is also a condition. And this is that a person feels that my iman is gone. And unfortunately, many people are asking this question. They're feeling that way. And perhaps we also, so it's an answer for us also, and others who ask us, then we should give them also the correct answer. Aap hargiz kafir nahi. Hazrat says, first of all, gives him great solace that you are definitely not a non-believer. These are just thoughts which are coming, they don't make you a non-believer. Balke pakke mu'min hai. In fact, you are a very strong believer. You are thinking you're not a believer. In fact, you're a very strong believer. Ye dukh hona daleel hai iman ki. This you are feeling bad that I've lost my iman. I've become a non-believer. This problem, this feeling of yours sitting in one corner and crying, etc. All this is proof that you have got iman. Jis kaifiyat mein aap mubtala hai, ye mehaz waswasa hai. In which condition you are engulfed in, with the condition which has overtaken you, is one of wasawis, one of evil inspiration, bad thoughts. And when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about this by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, one place Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah's ihsan, that Allah gave to shaitan only so much that he can bring that wasawis in you. He can't force you to do anything. He can't make you a kafir. He just brings the thought in your mind, I'm a kafir. He brings the thought to commit this guna, to commit that guna. Shaitan hasn't got the power to force us to commit the guna. So Allah has given him limited powers. He can only do so much. Jis se iman ko koi nuksan nahi pahunchta. And because of this, iman is not affected in the least, but balki ye sanad hai iman ki. But this is in fact a proof that you have got iman. Aur ye sanad sarwar-e-alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke ata farmuda hai. And this proof that you have got iman is given by Nabi-e-Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aapne waswason ke aane par sahaba se farmaya. When people, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, also got these doubts, wasawis, these evil thoughts, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَاكَ سَرِيحُ الْإِيمَانِ. That is actual pure, clear proof that you have got iman. Yeh to khula hua iman hai. Waswasa mu'min hi ko aata hai. Only a believer gets these thoughts. And he feels bad, my iman is gone, I've lost my iman, I'm not enjoying my ibadat, I've lost all, like something is gone out of me, my iman is gone out, I'm just making namaz but no enjoyment, etc. Kisi kafir ko kabhi koi waswasa nahi aata. A non-believer never ever gets this waswasa that now I've lost my iman. He has got no iman. So how can he feel sorry? A person who's got iman, he feels sorry. And why are you feeling sorry? Because you have got iman. That's why you are feeling sorry. Jahan daulat hoti hai, chor wahi jata hai. And where there is treasure, wealth, the thief, robber, he goes there where there is wealth. Kafiro ke paas iman ki daulat nahi. Kafirs, non-believers, haven't got iman. So shaitan doesn't go there and try and tell them your iman is gone, because they got no iman. So what must shaitan steal from them? Isliye shaitan wahan nahi jata. Therefore, shaitan does not go there, aur isliye kafiron ko koi waswasa nahi aata. And therefore, kafirs, non-believers, don't get any waswasa. To understand that, make it a bit more clear, and which will also benefit us, the one Shia told Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali that it is only you Sunnis, Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat, who become Qadianis. Shia never became a Qadiani till today, he told. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was always ready with his answer. And this is also the more iman, taqwa a person has got, Allah gives that then. So immediately Mufti Sahib told him, shaitan is not a stupid fool. He doesn't go and try and rob there where there is no wealth. She has got no iman. So what must he go and steal from them? Sunnis got iman. They believe in Allah, Akhirat. So he tries to go there and rob them of their iman. She has got no iman from before. So why must shaitan go there and make him into a Qadiani? From one kufr into another kufr. Shaitan hasn't got time to waste also, and shaitan is not stupid also. So he goes where there is wealth. That is, the Sunnis, they have got this wealth of iman. So shaitan tries by them. Aur isliye kafiron ko koi waswasa nahi aata. Lehaza jab aise waswase aaye, to bajaye pareshan hone ke khush ho jaye. So in fact, when these evil thoughts come, then instead of getting sad and worried, become happy. Become happy at those times. کہ الحمدللہ میرے دل میں ایمان ہے. That alhamdulillah, this concern, I've got it, I've lost my iman, it's because I got iman. That's why I'm feeling so bad. If a person had 10,000 rand in his pocket, whatever, and then he lost it, he is the person who will feel bad. But a person who didn't have 10,000 rand, he's not going to feel bad. So a kafir who hasn't got iman, he doesn't feel that I've lost. They do the worst questions. They speak the worst things. But they don't feel bad about it at all. A mu'min feels guilty. And the more closer we are to Allah, the more we feel guilty. Sometimes you said the right words, but afterwards, I shouldn't have said that. Why did I say that to that person? I hurt his feelings. I should not have hurt his feelings. A person who's got this concern, he gets this worry. So if we got iman, that is the person who gets worried. And a person who got no iman, he will not be worried. کہ الحمدللہ میرے دل میں ایمان ہے, اور اللہ تعالی سے کہے کہ اے اللہ, آپ کا شکر ہے کہ بشارت نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آپ نے مجھے ایمان عطا فرمایا. And make shukr to Allah that by the بشارت of نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ذاک صریح الایمان, that is pure clear proof that you have got ایمان. And نبی علیہ السلام said it. Yeah, with regard to this also, in another place, Hazrat Maulana Tadwi Rahmatullah Ali has written, there are many people, they made gunas, they made tawbah. Now finished, they must carry on. But they keep on going back and thinking about those gunas. Keep on thinking. In other words, they themselves are putting themselves in problems. Allah has forgiven you. You are free of it. Now move forward. Remember Allah. Be with your friends, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says. Now don't brood about it all the time. Why am I doing this? Now become free, open. One other alim we read previously, also similar condition. Hazrat reprimanded and shouted him, now come out of your house. Come again, start making namaz with Jamaat again. Join everyone again and forget all that. And realize you have got iman. And this Basharat is given to you by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So we don't have to all the time brood about this. Forget it. Allah is Afallahu Amma Salaf. When we make tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala forgives also. Now make Allah zikr. Be happy Allah made me a mu'min. Allah is giving me tawfiq of namaz, etc. Or wasawis ka ilaj ye hai. And these wasawis, these thoughts that come to a person, and they come to every person, the treatment Hazrat is showing here, ke unme mashghool, ke na unme mashghool ho, that don't give them any importance, don't regard them any, ignore them. All the thoughts that come, just ignore all their thoughts. How much it is humanly possible, that Hazrat shows in front that what we should do on such occasions. نہ ان کو مشغول ہو, نہ ان کو بھگانے کی کوشش کرے. There is also a very important thing, and do not try to chase away, take out, get rid of these thoughts. And there are beautiful examples that are given about this. One is of the famous comedian Joha. He had a tree in the front of his house, and he fruit tree, and he liked little children to come and eat from the tree, the fruit. But whenever they used to come, after a little while, he should come running out of, storming out of his front door and chase them away, shout at them, and then they should run and go away. So every time he should do this. So somebody asked him, you want them to eat? When they come and eat, then you chase them away. Why do you do this? He said, the psychology, the thinking of the children is such that if I leave them, they'll eat nicely one time and they won't come back again. But they enjoy this that I chase them away. And then they are running in front of one another and trying to get away and screaming, shouting. That's their psychology. They enjoy that. So I do this so that they come back again. So just like that, this wasawis, if we try and chase them away, they also get happy. And then they come back again. Over and over they come back. So if we don't want them to come back, just ignore them. They won't come back. And that's a beautiful example, our Buzur Sif. You're walking on the road, a dog starts barking at you. And a puppy, a little dog, if you pay attention and you try chasing it, the more it comes to you. You ignore it, it just goes away. It doesn't. So exactly like that, these wasawis are also. If we pay attention to them, and worse, if we try and get rid of them,
then they come more and they enjoy it more to trouble us. So we should, the real basic solution which all our Akabir elders have given, ignore it. Just totally ignore it. No matter what it is, even you see some terrible dream also, you get some terrible thoughts also, just ignore them, that's all. بلکہ کسی مباح کام میں گفتگو میں لگ جائے. In fact, try now, engage when the thoughts come, do something which is permissible. Go to some friends, start talking with some friends, do some permissible things, come out of that and get engaged in something which is permissible. کیونکہ دماغ ایک وقت میں دو کام نہیں لگ سکتا. Because the brain can't do two things at one time. A person who is plagued with this, what normally happens, then he just stays in that and he goes worse and worse. If he forces himself and come out of it, goes and meet some friends, more better come for namaz, mix with the people, talk with the people, then you start coming out. And when you with the people, you're talking to them, then your thoughts are not in those things, because the mind cannot do two things at one time. On that, one very valuable point also, which one person taught us, that a professor in the school, at university, wherever, he told his students, a non-Muslim professor, that the Quran Sharif is not a perfect kitab. That is what he said, وَالْعِيَازُ بِاللَّهِ. And the reason for that, he said, مَا جَعَلُ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. That Allah Ta'ala did not make for any man two hearts in his inside. A man, he's got one heart. So he said that even a woman only got one heart. So why did Allah specify a man? And a woman, she also, Allah could say that no, مَا جَعَلُ اللَّهُ لِإِمْرِئٍ مَا جَعَلُ اللَّهُ لِأَحَدٍ. For no one Allah has made two hearts. Why did Allah specify one for a man, that he hasn't got two hearts in him? So mashallah, a student stood up, Muslim student, and he told him, professor, when a mother is expecting and she has got a baby in her womb, then there are two hearts in her inside. Her heart and her baby's heart. A man can't have a baby. A man can't conceive. So how perfect. We think many times we are clever, we found out this fault, but that person, he is much more higher. And then afterwards we realize our stupidity. That where we were still, we are hardly anywhere, and we were trying to, in Allah's kalam, a person finds fault, where can there be fault in the kalam of Allah Ta'ala? So there aren't, what it actually means, or what ulama have explained, that a person can't do two things at one time. And must do one thing at a time, then you can do it properly. If you do two things, you're not this side also, you're not that side also. And today, with the cell phone, while we're driving, etc., many other things, how many accidents are being caused? What and what is happening also? So we must do one thing at a time, and Allah has not taxed us to do so much that we want to try and put so much into our short lives. Take life easy how Allah has made it. You don't have to force yourself to beat the deadline and work so much and get to this and get to do this also, achieve that also, take up two jobs also, three jobs also, try and handle this matter, that matter also. No, you take life easy. Allah has made you, given you one heart, you do your one thing. And the provider is Allah. And Allah is the one, you trust in Him. And what your capacity is, you do that much. And on that, we remember that a thought comes to mind. Darul Uloom Deoband has just issued a fatwa also now, that somebody asked that many of these wrong people with wrong beliefs, like Shias, Qadianis, all these people with wrong beliefs, Salafis, etc., they are attacking and they are promoting their thing all the time. And today they are everywhere on YouTube, on all the media, everywhere they are. And he says that our ulama, to reply to them, if we reply with an audio, just verbally, people don't take interest in them. They want also video. They want to see the person. Then they take interest. So is it now to save the iman of the people? Is it permissible that we also now go onto video? And we also have pictures of the ulama, the people, etc. And they are giving bayan, etc. So the reply is that Allah, first a little bit on photography, that in whichever form photography is made, whether it is with a pencil and drawn out as the original, or whether it is with a camera, or whether it is with the cell phone, in any way, it is all haram. It has been declared haram. And the actual thing is the end result, the photo is haram, not how it's made. That is not the question. The picture. And it is very strange that anyone can understand, yeah, it is not a matter of the procedure. It is a matter of the result. The picture is haram. That is what is made haram, not how it has been made. Otherwise, there are a lot of other arguments that today, before liquor was made in a very dirty, filthy way, today with the most hygiene it is made. Pigs are known for their dirt and filth. They used to stay like a dirty place. You call it a pig sty. It was known. But today they're keeping them very clean. So that doesn't make it halal. And pig is haram. And liquor is haram. Not how it is made. So photo is haram. And that has been explained. And not how it is made. And then further they quote Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that he has written in a kitab of the rulings with regard to photo making, tasweer. And he said that we are commanded only by Sharia so much that is within the Sharia. That is the amount that we have to, that we are responsible for. And what we are not responsible for, to use haram means we are not responsible. We are only it's only permissible to use halal means. And then also mentioned there that using haram means will breed haram. Mm. And if you will use the halal means and you don't go into that, in that Allah will give the barakat of people staying away from haram. Mm. But if you are going to use the haram means, it's going to bring more haram. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. MashaAllah, Maulana Musa Kaji has written a very nice kitab. What's it called? Photography. We should try and get a copy. And Maulana has taken from Mufti Shafi Sahib's kitab also. And all this argument very nicely. And today it's very important that we know this. Otherwise, in our social gatherings, everyone is asking us and we haven't got answers. So we should try and get that kitab, read it inshallah. غرض وساوس میں مشغول نہ ہو نہ جلبن نہ سلبن in any way do not get engaged in these thoughts which come. The thoughts that come like this, just don't engage in them at all. وسوسہ کی مثال بجلی کی تار کسی ہے. And this example of this wasawis that come, evil thought, is like an electric wire, a live electric wire. کہ اس کو پکڑو پکڑو گے تو بھی کرنٹ مارے گا. You can catch a live wire, the current is going to perhaps kill you also, depending how strong that current, otherwise you can be paralyzed or you can great damage can come to you. کر مارے گا. اور ہٹانے کے لیے چھوو گے تو بھی کرنٹ مارے گا. And if you want to move it away, so you're just picking up the electric wire, which has got current in it, to move it away, it's also going to. So these evil thoughts, if you try and get involved, it's going to harm you. And you try and move them away, also they're going to harm you. So just ignore them. Let lying dogs lie. They just leave them. Don't worry about them. Those thoughts which come. Current maharika. Uska ilaj adab hai iltifat hai. The answer to this is that we must not pay any attention whatsoever. Just ignore all these thoughts. That is what is the correct solution to all these thoughts that come. Allah give us all tawfiq and give us that himmat and courage that we don't engage in all those unnecessary things. Imaginary, this going to happen, that going to happen, like this will happen, all that and you destroy. Something which is mohum, which is a far-fetched thing for the future, and you destroying your present now. You just live in reality. I'm living everything. Allah's commands. Allah is giving me for tawfiq to make my namaz. Allah is giving me tawfiq to come to majlis, etc. Allah's rahmat is on me. Don't think of it negative, and you'll see you'll benefit tremendously. And Allah will take us closer. May Allah give me also tawfiq and give us all tawfiq, inshallah.